This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
I need to bring the tone down. How much are my breaks going to cost me?
So it's a break. When you find out, march straight to that valet.
I was playing with my fidget toy. That's what you heard, by the way.
Do you like it more now?
No, it's crap. I hate it.
That's one of the worst fidget toys I've ever encountered. You'll hear in a little while, Dave opens his Temu package on the show, and the worst fidget toy of all time.
I was going to go back to that valet every day last week about it, and I got too scared. I hate going back to places. But
yeah,
like,
I know.
But I need to be like, why do my brakes feel fucking weird every time? Ever since you valid
yeah, when I went to the NCT and they shook my car to bits, and then it was all over the place.
Yeah,
I swear that's what they did.
Picture, I know they like put it up on the thing.
I'm shaking,
but I'm like, Dave pulls into the NCT, and all the lads working there just start shaking the car with you.
No, they put it up on the ramp, or they put it up on the thing. It goes up the way, and then they genuinely
they gave
shake
it a wobble.
It. They
gave
it a wobble to like test, like to see if your wheel changes or wheel turns or whatever.
Yeah, I know,
but they fucked it up.
No, that's what they do, so that you have more problems next time. I love the NCT conspiracy theorists.
I asked my accountant a question the other day, and he charged me 260.
No, that's fucked.
Did you get onto him now?
Not yet. No.
That's Emma. The like, show. That gotta bring that after the show.
Awful.
That's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
That's like, daylight robbery, as my dad would say.
Question and got invoice for it.
Like fuck off.
Like fuck this actual world. Leave me alone.
Say before I answer. There will be a €250 fee. Do you want the answer? No, thanks. I'll ask ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
And if he's like, hey, you haven't paid me, I'm like, I'm scared that even typing you an email is going to cost me 50 quid, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know, I obviously need to pay him, but like...
What?
No,
don't pay him.
No.
Fuck that. I wouldn't pay him.
Be like a no. Sorry.
Send it, and if he says he's sue you, send it to him in 1 cent coins.
Be like, I reject the knowledge. Didn't take it on board.
Didn't read the email.
Can't be charged for it.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are we?
Hi, what's going on? How are we?
Oh, tell me something interesting about the weekend.
Tell me something, girl.
Boy, oh, I was thinking, tell me something good.
Oh, no.
That's the age difference between us now. That's me showing me age, and that's terrible.
I had the most uneventful bank holiday weekend of my entire life.
Oh,
I think that's what's right for St. Bridget's weekend, because everyone forgets that this is a bank holiday. So if you have something organised, you're licorice.
Yeah, who are the people who actually had trips and all booked
Some
away this weekend?
Oh, very clever. Very clever people.
I left the house for work, and then I left the house, apart from like walking the dog or whatever, I went down to the bottle tower on Sunday, and I was out for 90 minutes, and I was like,
that's enough.
Back to the house.
That's enough.
And I actually got ready and all, put makeup on, and then I was like, yeah, just go home.
That's loads. My mom went out with her friends on Sunday night, and she was telling me she went out for 5 o'clock, and her friend's husband collects her at 10 to 6. But she goes out for 50 minutes, 50 minutes. And then she's like, I'm sick of you. She was like to my mom, do you want a lift home? My mom's like, no, I'm barely sat down.
So that's what I'm going to be. For 50 minutes?
Yeah, 50 minutes.
Why?
There's a few of them, like, so it doesn't matter if she leaves, but I don't know. She's
not a friend, girl.
She's just like, it's not for me. I'm leaving. The energy is not much. She always leaves after like less
the
than an
energy
hour
is not much.
And gets what? In full glam. She's like always looks gorgeous.
She must be expecting a great night, realizes, no, I actually don't like these people.
But she knows what it's about at this stage. Like they've been friends 30 years.
That's
but
so
anyway,
funny.
Channeling that.
You would feel quite rude leaving less than an hour in.
Yeah, that's her calling card. She's
on
like,
Sunday, I went out and I was just, I wasn't feeling great. I was feeling a little bit weak or something. I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh, if I'm getting sick again, I can't. I was fine, but I was going out.
Every time he mentions the word sick, we put it in the jar.
I'm not sick. I'm just saying. But I was on Sunday. I was just like, God, I really don't feel well. And I was like, I told the lads I'd go to the pub. What can I do? Your mom's 30-year-old or friends that they've been friends for 30 years now, and she can just go home with her. So I've been like, no, I said I'd go, so I really should go now. I can't wait to get to that stage where I'm like, I don't want to. Bye bye.
How long did you stay out for?
I said, if that's still close.
No, she would never.
I had a great
Deirdre
time.
Would never.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Florence Crossroads and Break the Girl on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona coming up on 7:15. And today is the day. 10 plus 1 is back. If you catch us from 10 o'clock this morning playing 11 songs in a row, rather than 10, you'll win massive prizes. There's the likes of Apple Watches, flight vouchers, hotel breaks and loads more to go. Kicking off with Michaela Hayes from 10 o'clock this morning.
Woo! Speaking of things you can win if you deserve them, did we watch the Grammys at all?
I watched a couple of clips and I've never felt more old because I was like, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. Someone called Horseface was there.
Of course.
And I was like, what?
The award-winning Horseface.
There was some artist who had like a kind of a black mask and black gloves.
Yeah, Gustav or something like that. Yeah, I didn't know what the story was there.
Very good. Okay.
But no, I love the Grammy stuff. And I was going to bed as the red carpet was happening. You're always like, oh, come on, who's coming in next?
I did wake up and scroll. The first thing on Instagram was like, here's the awards. Here's the biggest awards. And I looked at them.
Bieber and his jocks. I mean, I'm not complaining.
Sorry, what was that about? Yeah. What was that?
He got up on stage and performed just in his underwear.
Insist on stripping down.
I don't know.
Slay, king. Another person who's trending is Luther Vandross, despite being dead 20 years.
Yeah, he's been dead a while now.
But look,
what happened there?
It's very important he wakes up because he won a Grammy.
It was a Cher.
According to Cher, yeah. So Cher was on stage. She was accepting like this lifetime award, and it was already awkward because she accepted it and she was like, oh, I don't know what to do now. I think I'm meant to leave. And she kind of just walked off stage, and Trevor Noah, who was hosting, was like, no, come back up. Like, you're meant to also present an award while you're up here. So she was like, all right, grand. She was meant to present an award to Kendrick Lamar for his song
Luther,
which I can see how it happened. And anyway, it got a bit awkward. This happened.
And the Grammy goes to... Oh! They told me it was going to be on the prompter.
Me.
Oh my God.
Oh, the Grammy goes to Luther Vandross!
Luther Vandross.
What?
Oh, mother of God.
Luther Gandross also. Shout out. Not sure.
Mother of God.
Sorry, so obviously she saw the song being Luther and then went Luther.
And she was like, surely Luther.
Instantly back in the 80s.
Yeah, well, to be fair, so SZA is on the song with Kendrick Lamar and she stuck up for Cher. She was like, Cher is from that era. So like she was obviously just, she probably really knew Luther Vandross.
Yeah, if she's from that era... Maybe get her to present an award that's from that era.
Exactly.
Like, don't be getting her to, you know what I mean? Like,
you're asking for trouble.
You're asking for
trouble. Leave Cher alone. Let her present her award and
sorry,
leave.
But can you imagine being someone like, and I know obviously you think I'm a big Kendrick fan, but like no matter who it is, you're getting your Grammy and they say the wrong name.
Yeah.
Just like, this was my bloody moment.
Oh, stop. He actually took it well. Has he got a song in the works now for Cher? But he was like smiling, laughing. And happy out, and they all went on stage and accepted it. But we're looking back at some other awkward award moments over the years. This one I didn't know about. In the 2014 Brit Awards, One Direction were winning this like global success award.
Okay.
And they got called on stage. God bless them. Niall Horan was like in crutches. They were like, didn't know like what they were meant to be doing. And Harry was nowhere to be found. And I feel like Harry is normally the kind of talker of the group.
Yeah.
And subsequently, because Harry couldn't be found, this happened.
I'm really sorry I was having a wee. The toilets are ages away. What did we win?
So before that, Liam...
Is that not Harry?
Yeah, that's Harry. Harry got back eventually from the toilets. But before that, Liam had been like, thanks so much. And thanks to the fans, actually. Yeah, the fans. You guys have been great. And he was like, where's Harry? And then bless, Harry
came
back
eventually.
Sorry,
can I hear that again?
I'm really sorry I was having a wee. The toilets are ages away. What did we win?
I think that deserved a bigger laugh.
And so he came back.
Yeah, he came back and then accepted the award.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
No, sorry, that's the next one. Sorry,
all right, guys. Okay.
Anyway, the next one, this is the 2017 Oscars. La La Land was announced as the winner.
Oh, I hated this so much.
It was so bad. So I think Emma Stone was, like, on the... But, like, they'd picked up the wrong slip. It was like he picked up Best Actress, so he was like, oh, La La Land is the winner. The La La Land crew were like in the middle of like thanking their grannies, thanking everything, and then someone from the crew was like, no, it wasn't us, it was Moonlight.
We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry.
No, there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. Come on, this is not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
How do you read the wrong thing?
I think they picked up like the Best Actress award, and Emma Stone had won that, so they were like, oh, it's La La Land.
You know, really, there's so much room for mistakes when it comes to a physical card, things as well.
It should do the prompter.
Be like, you know, the prompter, and this is only like opening up the envelope's only kind of a look. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, the envelope should be ceremonious.
It should read the prompter.
Yes. Convert to prompter. It should be all online these days. And then this is my fave. I think everyone knows this one. It's the 2014 Oscars. John Travolta was introducing Idina Menzel, Wicked's Idina Menzel, on stage to sing Let It Go. But instead, he introduced whoever this person is.
Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song Let It Go from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Oh my God.
You can tell that he's like, don't make me say this name because I don't know what it is. He's like dragging it out.
Run.
The wickedly talented.
He just gave up.
Sounds like me when I used to be on the sports news doing tennis names. Here's Dermot Kennedy. This is new. It's called Funeral at Spin. I'm Dave and Fiona. It is 25 past 7.
Good morning. Coming up after 8, it's our favourite game. We play it every week and every day of every week. But that doesn't
mean... You sound really excited about it.
I am excited. I'm trying to contain myself right now. I should be screaming from the rooftops about this. It's the Tricky 10. If you want to play at any stage, Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
And as of today, if we have a score of 10... you'll win €1,000.
Come on.
What?
Come on.
It's huge.
Cash money.
Tricky and a WhatsApp to play 087-711-1038.
Okay, are we done? Is everyone, you've done your bits? Your,
I just want to say as well, if you like playing us in the car, come and play with us.
Okay, are you done?
I'm done.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Can I get to my bit now?
Grant, sure.
Fine.
It better be good.
Thank God. I have been waiting since Friday at 10 a.m. for this. We finished the show at Friday at 10 a.m. I was like, oh my God, my Temu package is here with all the stuff I bought, like crap I bought, and I'm so excited to see what I bought because I kind of forgot what I bought. And the girls were like, oh, we'll open it on Monday or on Tuesday's show when we're back. I was like, yeah, but then I won't. Okay.
All
weekend, it's just been sitting in my locker, unopened.
And Dave's, it was a bank holiday.
It actually showed really good self-restraint that you didn't even have a peek.
I didn't even have a peek.
Yeah, really.
Not even a peek.
You are so brave.
So, who wants to see what I got from TV?
Okay, yes. Come on.
I also want to see what I got from TV.
Okay.
It's a lucky dip, obviously. I can't see what it is. So the first... Oh, I kind of forgot everything's in packages.
Wait, what do you mean, obviously, it's a lucky dip? As in, like, you just can't remember what you ordered? Or you ordered, like, give me surprises?
I ordered loads of things.
But you just can't remember?
I just can't remember.
Okay.
First thing we ordered. I have ordered... Do you know those things for when you go on holiday and you want to bring your aftershave? And what you do is those little bullets and you just kind of pop them on your own aftershave and they fill up, but you can bring them in your carry-on. Yeah.
They look like a different
Although
kind of bullet.
Although these days that doesn't really happen anymore. You don't have to, you know, your liquids.
Callum, I see you doing the cameras. Don't bother. We're not putting up the fact that I bought a load of Temu stuff, okay? This is for the listener. This is for the listener only. I'm going to turn my camera because we're not doing that.
He's kind of semi ashamed of himself.
This is some good stuff.
Okay, the next thing I bought, which I'm very excited about, is, and yes, I realise I'm 90 years old,
but I
got one of those pill dispensers for, your granny. But this is for me. This is for my supplements, for my ashwagandha and for my multivitamin and for my probiotic.
That's not
for grannies. This is for young people with mental illness too.
Yeah.
Who needs to take
To be honest, I thought it would be a lot smaller, but you know, ho-hum, we move on.
Very big.
This is what I hate about Temu is that everything is packed.
So much plastic.
Oh, I'm excited about this. Okay, so do you know, I'll actually just ask you, do you guys know what this is?
I don't know what that is, but it feels nice. Oh, is that for holding your soap?
It is for holding your soap. It goes on the sink.
Yes.
And you just put your soap on.
Do you use a bar of soap?
No, I have liquid soap, but whenever I go to use it, I put water all over the sink and then... So now it goes on this stone. I think it's one of those drawing stones.
Oh, that is something you need.
That feels really nice, Dave.
So I'm very excited about that. We move on. This is a mat that I'm going to put on the top of my car, kind of like the thing in front of you.
Yeah.
And it can just hold your phone.
Dashboard.
Oh, that's good.
It just doesn't, your phone doesn't slip.
Oh, that's really good.
So that'll be quite good. More plastic in the world. Fantastic. I have bought refresher packs for
your electric toothbrush.
Very good, Dave.
That cost me £4.
Well, that definitely
you'd go to the
fit.
Chemist and you'd get three of them,
yeah,
and they would charge you 20.
Yeah.
I don't care. If it doesn't fit, I'll brush my teeth with them. Do you know what I mean? And they won't actually need the handle. What else have I got? I don't know. Let's just open it up and see. This is a little fidget toy I got. Fantastic.
Oh, we love Dave's
fidget
toys.
You don't have enough of those.
I know, I thought so too. So this is, imagine two cards, like two kind of like playing cards, but they're made of metal and they have magnets on the back and they sound like that.
Oh, it's a bit too clicky for me.
Oh, I'm not sure if I like it or hate it. Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know about that one.
Have a little go there.
Is that it?
No, I have loads of stuff more.
This is, we could be here all day.
I know. Right, what is this? Okay, this is... So I bought this for in case the dry stones don't work.
A backup plan.
And it's a backup plan. And it's basically just like a plastic version of a dry stone.
Another soap option.
Here's, Dave, what I would recommend. If your dry stone does work, you could use... Put this one in the kitchen for the fairy liquid.
That's very good. Very good. It kind of drips over. Okay. This, I haven't... Oh, this is so I can make my own McMuffins. So, you know the way when you get a McMuffin from McDonald's, it's like a circular egg?
It's a little egg thing.
I have made... I got this, my own egg
mold. Oh my
mold,
God, well done.
Nice,
which I'm
That's
excited
great.
For. I have got... more things. Oh, now this is interesting. We go back to the electric toothbrush, okay? You know when you're charging your electric toothbrush and there'll just be a lot of kind of like residue of water after you collecting on the charge, on the charger.
Famously water, electricity.
So these are kind of little things you put over the charger and so they catch all the water, which I'm very excited about.
Oh my God, team,
and then
saw you.
Last but not least, I bought...
Oh, this looks like a big package.
Yes, it's an apron.
Oh.
And you can describe the apron now. And I bought this for my housemate who bought me car mats recently.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Wow. Get the camera on him for that one.
Yes.
Oh, it's
my God.
It's a Daniel O'Donnell, apron.
The gold collection.
It's actually just a zoom.
It's very small.
It's a zoomed in picture of his album. And it says, a bumper 3 CD collection. It's an apron.
Yeah, they could have just not done the CD. They could have got rid of that.
Yeah.
It's very small.
It is
a bit
tiny.
Small.
It wouldn't protect you
it's
from
like
too
a vest
much.
On a baby.
It's an apron for ants.
Well, Dave, how you feel?
I've killed the environment, I know.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin, and this is the home of 10 plus 1. It is back today. We did this in late 2025. It was a great success, guys, as Trump would say. Great success, great success.
Great success, huge.
It was huge.
10 songs plus one, wow.
If you catch us playing 11 songs in a row rather than our usual 10 in a row, you will win some massive prizes. There's the likes of Apple Watches, flight vouchers, hotel breaks and loads more. It all starts today with Michaela Hayes from 10 o'clock this morning.
Very nice. For now, though, we got €200 to give away every single day to celebrate the one where Friends comes to McDonald's. Could this collaboration be... any more iconic?
Yeah, the exclusive Friends meal is now available and you can choose between a Big Mac, 9 McNuggets with Monica's infamous marinara sauce, or a McPlant meal, and you'll get one of 6 Friends collectibles.
Nice.
Now, it's only sticking around for a limited time in McDonald's restaurants nationwide or via Mac delivery as well. We're celebrating all this week with your chance to win €200 in cash. And on this morning is Reen. How are you? What's going on?
I am not so bad. How are you?
Good.
And is it definitely Reen or Ryan?
Ryan.
It is Ryan. Oh. Yeah, see, Reen would be or I-A-I-N.
No.
Wouldn't it?
Or I-Fada. A-N.
Oh, okay.
But
how
it's Ryan.
How are you spelling yours, Ryan?
So I actually spell it with the Fada, so it's like a complete spanner in the works.
Ah.
Oh, okay. You're just keeping us on our toes. Well, that's
anyway,
good, Ryan.
Yeah. What are you... You were so Reen in my head. Changed everything.
It's messed everything
up. Yeah, delighted. She was like, it's Reen now.
Guys, we're speaking to Reen. Really cool Irish name. Okay, Ryan, what's the crack with you for the day? Any plans?
Just heading into work now. Just pulling up now, so...
What do you do?
kill a few minutes. I do e-commerce.
E-commerce, very
that's
good.
All kill a few e-commerce. You should call it right.
Kill a few minutes by getting on the radio and potentially winning some money. All right, very nice. Right, well, Ryan, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock and you have to answer 3 questions correct to win that cash, that 200 euro cash, all with thanks to McDonald's. And basically, all the answers are going to be either Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, or Ross. Simple enough?
Perfect.
All right, let's do this thing. Best 30 seconds going on the clock. All we need is 3 correct, so just throw a guess at everything.
Ryan, I presume you like Friends, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. We're off to a good start, so.
Ryan, here we go. Who doesn't share food?
Joy.
Name someone in a couple who was on a break.
Ross.
Who got off the plane?
Sorry?
Who got off the plane?
Chandler.
Oh.
Who sung Smelly Cat?
TV.
Stop the clock. Here.
That'll do. Oh, that's absolutely perfect.
Who got off the plane? I got off the plane.
It's the very last episode.
The very last episode.
Still not
Ross, is it?
No. Rachel got off the plane, man.
There was a problem with the left phalange. Ringing any bells? No?
No, not at all.
Don't worry about it. You've won
it. Don't worry about it. It was only like the most pivotal moment of the 90s.
It sounds to me like you watched all 90, whatever, like all 10 seasons until the very last episode.
I was like, this is shy.
Turn it up, not for me.
Ryan, congratulations. 200 euro thanks to McDonald's is on the way with to you.
Unbelievable. Thanks so much.
You're bye,
so
well. Ryan.
See you, Ryan. Ryan. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Another chance for you to win with McDonald's tomorrow. We'll do it at the exact same time and other questions, friends related as well. Sorry now, but who got off the plane?
Come on.
That's mental.
Did I ask it wrong?
No,
was
you,
it me?
No, babe. You were perfect.
You were brilliant.
I the problem.
Could you have been any more brilliant?
Thank you.
Dochi sizzling out. This is called Girl, Get Up and Spin.
1038 Dublin. Emma, David, Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, David, Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Just after 8, good morning!
Morning!
Good. And the very first Tricky 10 of the week on the way in a few minutes' time.
Very exciting. Guys, I was wholesome over the weekend. I made
wholesome.
Something. Wholesome. Real wholesome. Real, like, wholesome vibe. And you guys can have some. I made Mars Bar Squares.
Yes! Yes, 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 yes.
Wait,
yes.
I should have got you to guess. They're
my God!
Here they are.
We can
guess if they're going to be good. I'm going to vote no.
Do you know, Dwayne has never had a Mars Bar ever in his life because he thought there was nuts in it, and he was like, can you make mine
Snickers
with something
get
else
some nuts.
Get some nuts. It's like a Mars bar is a nutsless Snickers.
What is
what are
this?
You laughing at?
I picked one up and it was the one with no chocolate.
Okay, well, pick another one
but
up.
I can't put this
I
back
don't have
there.
Time for complaining. Throw it in the bin.
No, I do.
Of course you've picked up a one that you're not happy with. Callum. Oh, my God.
It's your fault.
Oh, wow. I've been that one with no chocolate.
For the three baked treats.
No, it's grand.
Please,
I'm sorry there
can
was
please just make sure they're up to
that.
Code.
I'm my sincere apologies.
All right.
Fiona, you only have a few weeks left until you go on maternity leave. I wonder, like, how much baking do you... Like, would it be unfair to say, like,
can
could you,
keep
do it?
Do you want me to make something else?
I
will.
Even
any requests?
Even after you've had the baby, you could keep baking. Emma could go around to your house, collect the baked goods.
So true.
Yeah, but she'd have nothing else to be doing.
I could just drop them at the door as well. I want to be out and about with the baby. I
like, oh my God, Fee, that's really good.
Yeah, they're
like
pretty good, aren't they?
You nominated Emma, Dave, rather than yourself.
I'm not going to Crumlin.
We wouldn't have you.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
8 minutes after 8. Hello.
Hey, hello. Do you like music? Do you like counting? Or do you like music and can you count? Well, then you're going to love Michaela Hayes' show from 10 o'clock because she is doing a new thing called 10 plus 1. We did this before. Very successful. It's where we play 10 tunes in a row every single workday. We do that all the time. But then if we add another one in for 11 tunes in a row and you realise that, then you got a texter and you could win on the wheel. Incredible prizes up for grabs. 10 plus 1, Michaela Hayes in from 10 a.m. this morning.
Tricky. Speaking of winning, though, big upgrade for the old Tricky 10 on top of the end of week prize.
That was great.
It was a ye old.
It was the ye old.
The ye old.
The ye old.
That's what tickled you, was it? Tickled you.
I like
it. Yeah, it had both.
If you manage to come on and score 10 out of 10 on the Tricky 10, on the ye old Tricky 10.
You will win yourself €1,000 in cold hard cash. Okay, that's on top of the end of week prize for the highest score of the week. So really exciting. On to give it a go this morning is Ross. How are you?
No worries. I'm all good. All good.
Thanks for waiting for us.
What is the plan for the day, Ross?
I'm in work today, so get myself back going after the long weekend.
Did you get up to anything nice over the weekend?
I was down in Galway.
Nice,
I was in Galway with my girlfriend. A few points and yourself.
Very nice.
That's lovely.
How's Galway? I haven't been to Galway in years.
I love Galway so much.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was very busy on Saturday. A lot of Hindus going on down there, but it was good.
Your girlfriend getting a taste of what's to come.
Oh, Jay, don't say that.
It's right with you, Ross. I'm glad I've spoken that into existence.
What do you do for work, Ross?
I work for a catering company. I'm in sales in a catering company.
I was going to say, you sound like a salesman. You sound awfully media trained. Do you know that? Do you know why we know? Because we go, how was your weekend? And you didn't go, good.
You added a bit.
You got us to converse, add more questions. I really, really like it, Ross. Okay, so you've been listening to the Tricky 10. This is the first player we have on that could potentially win €1,000 if they get 10 out of 10 correct. How do you think your chances are, Ross?
Oh, I don't know. I've got a few eights, but money did entice me. I'm not going to lie, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
We are getting people in with that one. Okay, so Ross, you know how it works. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock. In that time, we'll ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. So if you don't know the answer to something, just give it a guess. But bear in mind, we will only be able to accept your first answer. Now, if you top the leaderboard at the end of this week, you will win that brand new Fuzzy Charge Snooty. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we will give you €1,000 cash money on the spot. Not €1,000 worth of snooties, €1,000 cash.
Like that's the small print.
You'd have to rent storage.
Yeah, they're big. And because it's a new week, you're top of the leaderboard.
No matter what.
Because it's the start of a new week and it's a short week. So we like your chances.
Oh, I like
even
it,
better.
All right, here we go. Are you ready to go, Ross?
I am indeed.
Go
Let's
on,
do
Ross.
It.
Where
are
Terrify you? Terrify the bosses and on the first day of the grand.
That'd be fantastic.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Where are you from, by the way, Ross?
I'm from Swords.
You're from Swords. All right,
I want
Ross.
Us to give away €4,000 by Friday.
Yes.
Ross from Swords. The very best of luck on the Tricky 10. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Complete the name of the American comedy, What and a Half Men?
2.
The symbol for infinity looks like what number on its side?
8.
Harold Cross and Taran Yor are in Dublin what W? Dublin what W?
6.
How many boroughs make up New York City?
10.
On the board game Cluedo, how many rooms are there?
7.
Ryanair flights depart from which terminal at Dublin Airport?
Terminal 1.
The 2008 drama filming this film starring Will Smith was called What Pounds?
7.
J is what number letter of the alphabet?
Ten.
How many sports will Ireland be competing in at this year's Winter Olympics?
3.
Ashton Kutcher starred in how many seasons of 2? There's the time. Alright, well, we know it wasn't a 10 out of 10 because I didn't get to complete the 10 questions, but how do you feel you did, Ross?
It was alright. There was a few tricky ones in there, but...
There was a few tricky ones in there as well. Alright, well, Ross, let's see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wow.
That's
very
unreal.
Good, Ross.
That's fantastic.
It's funny because on another week, when you take away the extra prize now of the €1,000 for 10, you'd be like, whoa!
Yeah.
Because it is unreal. Like, it's really hard to get a score of 7 on this. So, well done. Only two caught you out. How many boroughs make up New York City? I wouldn't have a clue. It's Brooklyn, the Bronx, Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. So there's 5. You said 10. On the board game Cluedo, how many rooms are there? You gave us an answer of 7. There's 9. Hall, lounge, dining room, kitchen, ballroom, conservatory, billiard room?
The billiard room, yeah, like billiard? Snooker.
Ah, library and study. Who would know that? Only producer Callum. But hey, well done. A score of 7 puts you in the running, certainly for this snooty, Ross, okay?
Absolutely.
Nice one, Ross.
Cheers, guys.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Well done, Ross. Have a great day.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, if you want to come on, if you want to win €1,000, if you score all 10 on the Tricky 10, it's Tricky in a WhatsApp. Play tomorrow, 087 711 1038 on WhatsApp to register.
I'd like €1,000.
Jeez, so would I. It'd be lovely.
We'd do very nice in my wallet.
Get 10 and the tricky 10.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll play tomorrow.
This is Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Guys, I don't know if I've told you yet properly. I know I've mentioned it a couple of times, but I'm off to Thailand in March.
Oh my God, yeah.
This is so cool. I can't believe, I didn't know you had to get jabs to go to Thailand.
Yes.
Do you have to?
I think it's very much recommended, right, yeah. Because okay. you're just, there's just different bugs and stuff that we're not used to in our bloodstream.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave's anti-vax agenda comes out. So you're not your natural antibodies. I'll tell people that.
So basically what happened here was I got the fright of my life before Christmas because my boyfriend Jack surprised me. I opened a card and out of it came loads of I Heart Thailand stickers and I was really confused.
Oh my God.
And why were you confused?
Because I was just very like, clear, what could it mean?
Very clear what the present is like.
I thought you might like to decorate your laptop. I just thought
you'd
like.
Anyway. Do you remember you went to Thailand? I thought you'd like some stickers from it. Very clear what the present was like.
Shut up! It just took a second.
How will I crack this code?
What does it mean?
There was like 200 of them. They went everywhere. I was like, what? Anyway, so massive surprise. Obviously, absolutely chuffed. He bought us flights to Thailand. I went to Thailand, you might remember, 2 years ago. My mom, I've obviously been shouting on about it more than I realised because he was like, right, let's go to Thailand. So we're off in March, right? Such a lovely gift. Totally did one up on me in terms of what I got him for Christmas. I was a bit ashamed of myself. But anyway, we move.
There's always one in every relationship that has to just go too far.
Yeah. He should have just got the stickers. Exactly. No trip.
But look, he's been so unbelievably generous with this. We were sitting down across the bank holiday weekend to book some stuff. So obviously, because I was there a few years ago, there's loads of places in Thailand. It's such a massive country that me and my mom didn't have time to get anywhere near.
Yeah.
That this time I was like, we might go north to Chiang Mai this time and just kind of see a different coastline, that kind of stuff. But obviously because the country's so massive, there's like trains to pay for, there's internal flights to pay for. And Jack's been so, by the way, this is me just being like, oh my God, my boyfriend's so great. Like, no, he's just been so generous.
Because
obviously this is just, he got like one of those perks cards for Christmas, you know, like a bonus
on those perks cards
for work. And he's been so nice, being like, let's just use this and book our accommodation.
That's really sad.
Flights on this. Like, really nice. I was like, no.
Emma, you deserve it.
No, it's really nice.
You deserve it.
Using this perks card to do that. So anyway, the big thing he mentioned was, oh, come here. Just over the weekend, he said, there's a few bob left on that perks card. What we might do, because when I was booking the flights, I just said, I'll sort the baggage later.
Yeah.
So we just got like a basic flight fare. I was like, there might be a few bob left on that perks card. Let's book on our bags now. So I was like, grand, sound. Thanks, Emil. So I went to log into it the other night. Uh-oh, spaghetti-o. There is about €170 left on the perks card. We were convinced that'll sort it out.
Yeah. Mm.
Hell no. When you go in to add your bags, they charge you €50 per 5 kg.
Per 5 kg? Wait. Per 5 kg bag or for 5 kg weight?
There is no 5 kg bag.
No, there wouldn't be.
Weight in a bag.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah. So let's just bear in mind that if you're going to Spain for a week, or you know, your normal bag that goes under the plane is about 20, 25 kg, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm to bring a 25 kg bag, it's going to cost me €250, wait for it, per flight.
Oh my God.
Now, if you know the deal, there's no direct flight to Bangkok from Dublin. So you go into Dubai or Abu Dhabi, and then you go Abu Dhabi to Bangkok, and then you gotta go back. So that's 5 kg by 5 for 25 kg.
And are you flying anywhere in Thailand? Like, are you going from place to place in Thailand by flight?
They're okay, those internal flights. But hello, happy Christmas. Spend €1,000 on baggage.
On
please.
Baggage?
1,000.
I've never heard of this before.
Neither have I. So he booked the basic fare. We rang the airline and we're like, look, can we just upgrade to economy then? But they punish you so heavily.
Sorry, upgrade to economy.
Yeah, what were you on?
Mother of God. Were you hanging on to the back of the plane by a string?
By a carabiner.
Upgrade to economy.
Shut up. By any chance, are you going to open up those I Love Thailand stickers and there's hidden inside some luggage vouchers? This is insane.
But basically, they punish you really dramatically if you don't book on the baggage at the beginning.
Okay? Yeah, you're sitting on the wheel.
Yeah.
But look, I just can't believe it. It's €250 per flight, 4 flights, €1,000. And I'm honestly like, will I just...
That's obviously...
My granny's like, I was on the phone to my granny about it over the weekend. She was like, my granny's 92. She said, well, I'd walk around Thailand naked for the 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
I would. She's I'd walk right. around bag naked. I wouldn't mind what anyone said to me for that price.
It's obviously for someone like going to Thailand, like, but with, it's like, you know, the way in Europe we go to like, we might go to like the UK for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like for someone who's just popping over to Thailand.
I think they know no one's going to do this. They're just, they're trying to shoot you in the arse and like make you have to pay this. I was listening to this Catherine Ryan's podcast recently, and she was like, flying has become so much harder. They're making it harder on purpose.
Yeah.
She was like, they're trying to keep us grounded. And I was like, yes, girl, I love a conspiracy theory. Trying to stop us from traveling. But
I have to somehow get together €1,000 between next month in order to be able to bring, I don't know, a pair of shorts to Thailand.
Oh, get 10 on the tricky 10 tomorrow. We'll all be rooting for you. Look over the postcodes.
Budget's there.
Yeah, I am incredibly out of pocket on the back of a Christmas present that I received. That sounds really bratty and ungrateful. And obviously I am very grateful. My boyfriend Jack, big surprise at Christmas time. He bought us flights to Thailand for Christmas. We're heading away next month. And he was saying over the weekend, you know what? I've voucher there that I got for Christmas from work, like a one for all essentially. He was like, use what's on that and get a few bits booked in Thailand. Really, really generous of him. And he was like, there should be a few quid left on that. Let's book on our bags. I didn't book on the bags when I was booking the flights. Brand. Oh, we got quite the fright when we realised they're charging you 50 quid per 5 kg per flight.
This is insane.
Bear in mind, there's two flights over, two flights back. So hello, €1,000 bill for each individual who wants to bring a regular size bag on the plane.
Oh, I didn't even think about the fact that it would be for the 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's €2,000.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's actually right. Like sick. I actually was like, I could vomit. I'm so shocked. We
plus
rang the helpline.
Plus your accommodation, plus your jabs, like, plus your, oh God. And you bought bits as well for
things. Yeah. And that's the thing. I was like, well, I just leave everything. And I was like, I've already got my outfits put together in my head.
No, you can't leave them.
But look, Jack is now convinced. I don't need it. There's a 7 kg carry-on allocation for free.
Oh,
he
gosh.
Is convinced he can survive 3 weeks backpacking around Thailand with a 7 kg bag.
Oh, that's gross.
A 7 kg bag. Bear in mind, your standard flight like to the UK with a 10 kg carry-on.
Yeah.
This is even less.
7 kg
than what you can
is so
carry.
Random.
It's
like,
so random.
I'd have 7 kg worth of socks going for 3 weeks.
Like how small can you roll up your boxers? Like that's like not.
It doesn't matter. It's about the weight.
They weigh the same.
He is 100% certain. And like, you know, like when a man's on a mission.
Yeah.
I am not giving them my money.
It's like, it's the same energy as when a man arrives home with all the shopping. He's like, I'm not doing 2 trips.
Oh, yeah,
and you're picking 5 bags go into the house.
I wonder what you think. And I think that this might be a bit more of a male question. Or maybe you're just a very savvy gal. But do you think Jack as a guy can survive 3 weeks in Thailand on a 7 kg bag? Have you travelled far and wide with very little? Can Jack survive 3 weeks in Thailand with a 7 kg bag?
Now,
interesting.
I hear that and I go, oh my God. But then I'm like, probably Jack could. I don't know. Like Jack seems like probably a normal guy. I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
Let me know. Yes or no, we'll do. Let's just do a little. Because I think, I'm like, you're mad. You're never going to be able to make that work. And I don't be thinking you can put that into my bag.
Exactly. That's it. Slippery.
Does it matter
slope?
About the size?
No, just wait.
Just wait.
Yeah.
So you could bring like...
Oh no, well, I suppose it's carry on.
Okay, yeah.
Let us know what you think. Can Jack survive 3 weeks in Thailand on a 7 kg bag? 087-711-1038. I was telling you on the show this morning, I'm off to Thailand next month, feeling incredibly lucky. I got a big surprise for Christmas. My boyfriend Jack treated me to flights to Thailand for Christmas. Unbelievable. And then over the weekend, we were sitting down kind of looking at the route and trying to get some stuff booked in, like trains and accommodation and internal flights. And he had gotten this perks card for Christmas, like a one for all, you know, from work, a bonus type of thing on a gift card. And he was so sound about it. He was like, let's just use this and get that stuff done with this. And he said, come here, I never actually booked on our bags when I was booking the flight, so let's get that done now as well. So grand, we went looking at that. Ho-ho, we got quite the shock to the system, to say the very least. They're charging you 50 quid per 5 kg per flight. Okay, so bear in mind, the average bag that you'd put under would be 25 kg, so you're looking at 500 quid, because you're going obviously Dublin to Abu Dhabi or Dubai, then on to Thailand. So per person, it would be €1,000 to simply bring a bloody bag.
That's insane. God.
So Jack's now convinced, I'm not bringing it. I'm not. They're not getting a cent out of me. I will go to Thailand with the free 7kg that they provide. I'm like, oh, I don't
just
know.
Carry on. Going to Thailand would just carry on for 3 weeks.
For that 3 weeks. That is so stressful.
I'm like, even the anti-bug spray that you get here in the chemist is probably a kg.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, literally.
So look, a couple of questions. One, would you pay it? And two, do you think you could get yourself around Thailand for 3 weeks on a 7kg? Maybe you're a very, very light packer, because he's convinced he can do this. And I'm like, I don't think you can. it's just crazy money. And this, I need to find a grand now between now and March. Anyway, there you go. Katie is there.
Oh my God, Emma, the flights thing is absolutely outrageous.
Yeah.
I know you've probably checked, but is there any chance, like, you can cancel those tickets and rebook them? Like, would that be cheaper? I don't know how much it is to fly to Thailand. That might be an outrageous suggestion. But like, honestly, that's criminal. I don't think even Ryanair would do that.
I know.
They would, Katie, by the way. They definitely, absolutely would.
They're listening to this now.
Yeah, go on, take notes of that.
No cancellation.
Yeah, no cancellation.
We rang to upgrade to economy. We're on a basic fare. Okay?
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah. It shows.
But they're really punishing you for adding on a bag if you don't do it at the beginning, which is so cruel.
Do you have to work a shift? Like, is that how basic your fare is?
I think Jack just literally went,
you have to give out the orange juice.
Emma putting on her little, like, air hostess hat.
As soon as someone goes, bing bong, Emma has to go up to them. What do you want?
I'd be delighted. If you let me bring me bag, I'll do whatever you want. April is standing by. Would you do it? Would you pay it?
No, there's absolutely no way I would pay that.
I know.
You wouldn't pay it. You do it?
Oh, do you know what? I would suck it up and I'd go with the free 7K and then maybe like max 10. Because I'm looking at that and I'm like, are you mad? I would definitely go on another holiday for €1,000.
Yeah, I know. True, you could. I know, it's true.
You could even
get
something all inclusive and everything with that for a week.
No, you're so right. And I was thinking about that. Could I do it on 10kg?
Oh yeah.
What, so, and then just pay extra for
like
the,
as in if it's 50 quid per 5.
Oh yeah, so then you'd have to pay 500 quid. Still a lot.
And still
then
a lot.
You have the other 7k then as well.
Exactly.
For carry on.
Carrying on.
And you know
but
what?
But also, the ones that you're going to be carrying on, it's like the bag, because they don't really weigh them. So do you ever see the ones, the little sucky backpacks that you can get?
Yes.
That suck all the air out. So it's literally, yeah, like you're stuffing it all in, and then some of the bags actually come back with the, they actually are attached with this.
With
thing.
The sucky bags.
Does that make sense? Like,
you know, I get you. It's like a vacuum bag. Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly it.
I was thinking of ringing customer care, being like, you know, the 7kg that you're giving me is free carry on.
Yeah.
Can you minus that amount off what I want to put in?
I won't bring carry on.
Yeah,
exactly.
Listen, thanks for that, April.
Thanks, April.
No worries, and enjoy Thailand.
Thanks, hon. Bye. I'll be walking around naked over there.
Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. Also in touch is Alana.
I think the key part to this whole story, Emma, is the word carry-on. Mm. And that they don't weigh carry-on bags. So once it looks like it's 7kg, I think you're good, personally.
Do you think I could go to Thailand for 3 weeks on a 7kg bag? Lads, you know what I'm like.
Oh, I'd be shoving random things up random crevices, I tell you that much.
Excuse
you're going to be like that person you meet like backpacking in a hostel who's like, I just packed vibes. And it's like you're wearing like the most disgusting tank top that like hasn't been washed since 2001.
Well, my partner Jack is absolute... Partner? Who am I? Boyfriend. Jack is absolutely determined that he's going to make this work and he's going to backpack Thailand for 3 weeks on a 7kg. Can he do it? Do you think? We'd love your voice notes, 087-711-103. Maybe you've done it, maybe you always pack light and it always works out. 087-711-1038. Can he survive 3 weeks in Thailand on a 7kg bag? Get in touch. You're on Spin. Really freaking us out. We did ring the airline to see if there's anything they could do for us. The answer is absolutely not. Like, you're kind of being punished for being on the fare that you're on, which is the basic fare. So he's now convinced, I can do it. They're not getting another cent out of me. I'm going to go to Thailand.
He can do to Thailand for 3 weeks on a 7kg.
Which is what's included. I don't know either.
You know he's just going to be like, will you put that in your bag there?
Yeah,
will you put that in your bag there?
That's the thing. So I don't know whether to go ahead and do it. He's determined he can make it work on 7kg. Asking you this morning, have you ever travelled very light? Do you think you can do this? Would you pay it, etc.? Here's Kelly.
Morning. My friend went to Thailand for 3 weeks. She only brought the free 7kg. She said everything is so cheap over there. Like, she didn't buy the bug spray here and bring it with her over there. she just brought the absolute essentials that she needs for over there, and bought everything else that was needed over there that you wouldn't bring back home. Like, you don't need bug spray really back at home.
Yeah.
And then she said, like, the likes of laundrettes and stuff, it's so cheap to get your clothes washed and dried in the same day over there. But that's just what she was doing. So she brought the 7kg, didn't bring anything that she didn't need that she knew she could buy over there. And then you could leave there, you don't need to bring it home. And then just use the laundrettes for her clothes. The day you're traveling, by the time you come back, then your clothes are dry and clean. So I would definitely go with the free luggage. I wouldn't be paying that money, because that's just disgusting, and it's just the satisfaction that they get from getting it. I wouldn't give them the satisfaction of it. So yeah, that would just be what I would do.
No, you're so right. I'm the devil though. From the second I figured
out
that I had gotten those flights, I started putting outfits together in my head.
Of course.
That's
this is obviously
so
a thing.
Annoying.
Like, everyone obviously knows this 7kg thing.
Yeah.
Like, but obviously everyone's going for the version of the flight where you have to hang off the side of the plane.
Well, I have to say, it was certainly
news. I've never, ever heard the words, I'm going to upgrade to economy.
I know. What is that?
Yeah, it was certainly news to me. Sarah.
Hey, guys. My daughter Sophie has just said that if Emma donates her 7kg to her boyfriend, then he'll have 14kg, so he can put his clothes in the two bags, and any man can travel on that amount of luggage. Then you only have the cost of Emma's bag.
If you should see her face right now.
Sophie, you sound like a sound young girl. What are you missing the point here?
No, there'll be no donations to men on the show or in life.
Now, Danny, what's the story? Would you be able to manage on a 7kg?
Okay, so the trick is that the 7kg is actually the same width, height and diameter of a 10kg. But they just call it that now.
Oh. Okay.
So you can bring loads of stuff with you, but you do need a 5kg for all the toiletry, because you still have to do the whole 100ml thing.
Oh, okay. Right.
When you're going through security. So if you have like all your bug spray, you want to bring your own shampoo and conditioner, because you need to make sure for the water over there it's the right stuff.
Yeah, because it'd be a mess otherwise. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then so just one 5kg will get you through.
So you're saying literally, imagine just checking in a 5kg. Hi, can I just drop this to put under the plane, please? It's my 5kg bag. How small would that be? Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a backpack.
And come here, where did you go?
Is that the one you check in though, or is that the one you bring on?
To see the 5kg?
No, the check-in.
Oh, because of the liquids.
In. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it has to go under, but it'd be a 5, which equates to €50 per flight.
Here's a lunch bag. Check that in.
Exactly. Because don't forget, with your 7kg, you're allowed one more bag. It's a handbag, that can also be like a school bag.
Yeah, so true. And they never really check the school bags.
Yeah, you say that.
Never.
If they're charging €50 per kg, what would they charge if you mess it up? Do you know? Anyway, you managed to do it. You got around. Where were you for the 3 weeks? Sorry, I have to ask.
So that was Hong Kong, Perth and Singapore.
Oh, wow.
Amazing, Danny. Very savvy.
If you go to the laundrettes, they're like a fiver.
Yeah,
you just
so
wash
good.
All your clothes. You spend 2 hours. And then they're fresh again.
Unreal. Thanks so much,
Danny. Thank you so much. Thanks, Danny.
Now, enjoy. Have a great time.
Bye. Thanks a million. Any more thoughts on this? Get in touch on WhatsApp on 087-711-1038. I feel like I'm being really empowered to potentially just bring nothing to Thailand.
Yeah.
My passport and vibes, you know? Here's Kingfisher and a whole...
It spins fully charged, recharged.
But Dylan has an idea for us. What do you
Yeah, so I was thinking, if you got Dave to go home and gather 3 weeks worth of clothes, and then he has to bring it in and weigh it live.
Okay, that's a really good idea.
I like that.
Thank you for the content.
Yeah,
that's really fun. I like this production meeting.
So what, I just get a couple of boxers, a couple of socks, a couple of shorts.
Think about it realistically.
Exactly,
3 weeks in Thailand. And bear in mind, like when I went to Thailand with my mom or whatever, I wasn't bringing like socks and knickers for every day. Like, you're going to go to a laundrette and get your stuff washed.
Oh, would you? Okay.
You don't really need socks. Would you do a pair of sliders or something?
Yeah.
Get the toes out for
I could wear them on the plane.
You could.
Well, Dylan, you took on the role of producer Callum there, and we appreciate a great content idea.
Thanks, Dylan.
Thanks,
no problem at all.
Bye.
See you later.
I feel like I just kind of agreed to pack for a holiday that I'm not going on, so actually I don't want to do that.
No,
I don't know why. I was just like, sounds good, thanks for that, Dylan. No, thanks.
Well, Jack's been saying all weekend, I'm going to do several pretend packs
I'd say he is, so that he won't be caught out.
I love Jack. He's so weird. He's such an odd man.
So Jack is going to...
I'm going to do a couple of pretend pack.
So he's going to do a... I'll get him to do a pretend pack this evening. I'll bring in his pretend pack and we will weigh his pretend pack on tomorrow's show, okay?
Unreal.
Okay.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello!
Hey, what's going on? Guys, can we wrap this show up? Because my girl is on. Claire Byrne, baby. She's back. She's on News Talk.
Christians.
Okay, we're now listening to News Talk on Spin.
Turn a little bit later on. Former US President Bill Clinton and the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are to testify in a
congressional... We are playing a live stream of News Talk on Spin.
It's what's right. It's what the people want.
Let the woman talk.
That Peter Mandelson sent government information to Epstein and...
7 pounds, 12 ounces. Huh? Is that a turkey or a baby? It's a baby. That's a good size baby.
Oh, it's the Epstein files.
Although, no, but that was something from the Snapper.
That was the Snapper.
That's the Snapper. An iconic actor, Colm Meaney, will be with us a little bit later on. Colm, you don't want to miss that interview. You can get in touch this morning on WhatsApp.
Right.
I tell you something, Claire. Kieran Cuddy never got Colm Meaney on News Talk.
Claire's very good. She did a bad news sandwich because she opened that with Donald Trump's spiritual advisor.
Yes.
Gas, whimsy, we all love. A bit of Epstein. Okay.
A bit of Epstein. And then boom, Colm Meaney. Claire Byrne, she's back,
she
baby.
She never takes to deliver.
Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
It is. It's so fun that we had a bank holiday weekend and then you come first show back of the week and you get to do your Top 10 Tuesday.
Straight in, like, no kiss into Top 10 Tuesday.
What? I did wake up going, can't believe we're back, but also... It's okay. Top 10 Tuesday.
It makes everything okay.
If you're not familiar with this, this is where I give Dave, Fiona and you listening a topic and your job between the three of you is to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Now, in the past, we've done like the first 10 X Factor judges, Ed Sheeran's first 10 songs. That's kind of the vibe. So Dave and Fiona, you've got three lives each. You'll take in turns to try and complete the top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer, but you will lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. And if you can't fill out the whole 10, which a lot of the time they can't, that's where you come in and you could win yourself some IMC Cinema passes just for getting involved. Now, this morning, I'm not sure how you're going to feel about this, but hey, this week we're looking for the first 10 Lewis Redline stops if they were listed in alphabetical order.
Oh, no. So we did this for the Green Line one before,
we
did pretty badly, and then we were like, thank God it wasn't the Red Line, because we don't know anything about the Red Line.
And this is so bad. I live on the Red Line, but I don't get it that often. Because I always get the...
I'll just think alphabetical order in the first place. Let's just start from A and work our way through.
Right, will I kick off then?
Yeah.
Abbey Street.
Yay. Number one, Dave, is Abbey Street. Well done.
Okay. Right. Bluebell.
Bluebell.
Oh.
Number four, Fiona. Well done.
Number four. Okay, so there's obviously a few A's and B's then. What would the other ones be?
A, B, C, Four Courts?
Four Courts, Dave, just to give you some context, are at number 14.
Number 14?
Okay.
Okay, because I...
Can I tell them, Callum, the letter that's...
Because I was thinking...
Got to work it out themselves.
I don't know whether to try this now if Four Courts is 14, but I was thinking, would I try Fatima?
Fatima.
Oh my God, how lousy. It's at number 11. Ah!
Okay, number at least we know that. So F-A. So there's unlikely to be an F.
Okay. I'm trying to think of that Lewis line. And so it goes from Abbey Street, then it goes to the point. But it stops off in a couple of places. There's Saggart, Tala. There's... What else is on the red line?
There's
think
like,
about when you're going to Smithfield.
James Museum.
Yeah.
Like, all of these aren't going to be on it. Houston, A, B, C, D, F, G.
A, B, C, and D, and E. So...
D. Okay, hang on. So there's got to be something with D.
Dean's Grange, no?
No. That's not on the Lewis. Oh.
This is so difficult.
It's a tough one.
I might be done. Honestly.
Hold on. So we've got Abbey Street, and then is that all we've got?
So Abbey Street's at number one, and Bluebell's at number four.
Bluebell's number four.
Okay, there's Jervis. What's around there?
The obvious ones.
Shut up, Callum.
What's a really...
Don't there's some really obvious ones, me, when you've the list in front of you.
O'Connell Street Upper no, is Green O'Connell Line. Is no, it's Green Line.
Wait.
Broom Bridge is also Green Line.
No.
Broom Bridge is Green Line. It's the end of the Green Line.
Are there obvious ones in town?
Yeah, there's two city centre ones that you're missing.
What comes after Abbey Street? I'm thinking of like Parnell and sort of like
Abbey Street, Parnell.
What comes after Abbey Street if you're going up towards
Jervis, I thought.
Up towards the point.
Oh.
Towards the point. Oh, is it
Marlborough?
No, no, that's Green Line.
Wheels on the go round.
Bussaris!
Bussaris!
Number five.
Can't believe I got that one.
I thought that was Connolly.
Oh.
Connolly!
Connolly!
Yes!
Oh my
God.
Guys, this is great.
Connolly's at number eight.
How did I not get to that?
Connolly's at number eight.
Yeah. In fairness, Connolly is confusing because it's a little branch, isn't it? Because it can terminate in Connolly or it goes Bussaris to Connolly or Bussaris to the next one.
Yeah,
along,
yeah.
Which is...
There's nothing more of a sickener. I used to get the red line up to the point all the time for work and you hop on a Bussaris and it would just stop at Connolly.
The bright lights of Connolly. Okay, so 6-7.
What's
6-7?
6-7.
What's up on between B and C?
Yeah.
What's on the point?
Come on, guys. I'm really believing in you here.
Really?
Why?
Because I just really want you to get it after that buzz you just got.
No, that was... I have never felt anything like that.
That was great.
Incredible.
It was a great
feeling.
But I
think it ends here.
I think I'm done.
Okay.
Fair enough. I'm so sorry. You? Oh, that's so bad.
You could win so many.
No, it's not. They're all at the other end of the alphabet. Parnell,
fair,
Smithfield.
We named loads. We love you, Red
Parnell's
Line.
Parnell's Green Line.
Museum, Smithfield... You know,
James is like, there's no, the A, B, C, are we missing? I'm one with A, like.
Anyway,
I'll be sick when I hear what it is. Adamstown, no?
No.
You could win so many IMC cinema passes this morning because there are six spots available for you to fill.
What have we got so far?
Six IMC cinema passes. Get in touch if you think you can help us complete this list. All we know so far, when it comes to the first 10 Lewis Redline stops, if they were listed in alphabetical order, is number one, Abbey Street, number four, Bluebell, number five, Bussaris, and number eight, Connolly. It's all to play for this morning. Get your guesses over on WhatsApp on 087-711-1038. For your chance to win this morning on Spin. Here's Cat's Eye. It's 20 past nine, morning.
Morning.
We're also in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. This morning, I'm giving Dave Fiona and you listening a topic. It's your job to try and complete the Top 10 list. Dave and Fiona found this one tough, and I know I certainly would have too. It's not easy. We're looking for the first 10 Lewis Redline stops if they were listed in alphabetical order. I mean, come on.
We'd be really good at this if it was Green Line again.
Yeah.
Because we already know that one. We did that a couple of weeks ago.
I feel like I've already forgotten them.
Yeah, fair actually.
Between Dave and Fiona, they have completed number one, Abbey Street, four, Bluebell, five, Bussaris, and eight, Connolly. But there's a lot to play for, and six IMC cinema passes for the taking. Romy thinks she can help.
Romy, are you on the red line? Do you live on the red line?
I don't live on the red line.
Do you take the red line?
But I used to get the Lewis everywhere.
Okay, oh, right. Can you finish this list for us, or have you just got one or two?
I have four.
Oh, go on. Let's go.
Oh my God, Romy, well done.
I could be wrong for one of them.
Okay, give us
two. Three of them I'm pretty sure.
Give us the one you're pretty sure about.
So, Bellegarde.
Bellegarde.
Number two.
I was just in Bellegarde Retail Park on the weekend. Oh my God, I'm sick. I was there yesterday.
Of course, it's Bellegarde.
Okay, let's keep it going, Romy. What else you got?
The next one I have is Folkestone.
Crookstown.
Crookstown's at number nine.
Whoa.
Amazing.
Never would have
all
got
right, keep it going.
I'm City West.
Oh,
City West.
Were you God there over the weekend as well? You were.
Number seven,
dreams.
Is it?
It is number seven, yeah. City West Campus.
Oh my God.
Go on, Romy.
Go on, Romy. Give us another
one. The last one is Claire Morris.
Claire Morris.
Claire Morris, not on the list. No.
Claire Morris.
That's out the country somewhere.
Yeah, Claire Morris is out in Clare.
Oh, there you go. I just got excited.
You just are like, something beginning with C.
Let's complete the list, shall we? So number one, Abbey Street. Number two, Bellegarde. Number three, Black Horse.
No, I wouldn't have got
it.
That.
But I know where it is now. Ah!
Four is Bluebell. Five is Bussaris. Six, Cheeverstown.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
Seven, we have City West. Eight, Connolly. Nine, Cookstown. And 10, the only D in there is Drimna.
Oh. Drimna!
Drimna!
That's literally the stop I get off at.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no. Yeah, it is.
Fiona.
I'm gonna.
Are you serious, Fiona?
Yes.
That's your stop when you're
god.
Going home.
Oh my god.
Jesus. I don't get to lose much. I get the bus.
Anyway. Romy, guys, you've got to win yourself IMC Cinema Passes. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Romy. Thank you so much. Romy,
sorry about
every day
me.
Of the week now.
Yeah, it is. See you next Tuesday.
Bye. Bye. Talk to you later. Bye bye bye. All right, look, let's just drop the Lewis Line stuff, okay?
Let's just drop top 10 Tuesday. Yeah, let's just. Can we drop Fiona?
Well, yeah, you will be soon.
You don't talk to me.
I'll be out.
You was off at Trimner.
Erin just messaged in there because obviously Romy said Claire Morris.
Yeah.
Claire Morris is in Mayo. It's yes. a stop on the yeah. Wexford train. That's next week's top 10 Tuesday.
Mayo train. Yeah, that's what I've been rooting for my whole life.
This is chaos, but did you just open it in orange, Fiona?
Yeah.
Oh my
is
God.
Is that okay? Smell good?
Sometimes when you smell an orange secondhand, like secondhand mm-hmm. smoke yeah. bad. Secondhand orange, I feel like makes me healthy.
Secondhand
wait,
smoke, secondhand
will I have
orange.
A taste and see if it's a good one?
No, secondhand orange just makes me.
Do you think
feel
I can
like...
get healthy by secondhand orange?
No,
I think I can. Is it a good one?
It's all right.
All right, smells don't do blowback. Taste.
It spins fully charged, recharged,
guys. Such a busy bank holiday in my house yesterday. Oh my God, the tellies were on. BBC Sport was up.
Tellies?
There was roaring and shouting.
Very well for yourself.
Yeah, I had all the screens up yesterday. It was a big
one
day.
One eye on each.
It was JTDD, guys. JTDD.
J.
It was January transfer deadline day, guys. Okay. Look, my football knowledge has went from in the minuses to foundation level recently.
Okay.
And I want to pass on the knowledge I have on transfer deadline day to you in a language me and the other non-sporty girlies might understand better, okay?
Oh, right. I remember you did this before for the summer transfer deadline day.
That was for STDD?
Yeah, you set women back, I'd say, about 14 years.
Yeah. Since then, sports has been forced upon me. Football has been forced upon me multiple times a week, and I feel like I know a little bit more, but still not a lot.
Well done for calling it football.
As opposed to
soccer.
Sports.
Soccer.
Well, you have to realise, Fiona, actually, the last time we did this, I did call it soccer, but I've learned a lot since. So,
did you call it soccer?
Yeah, I did. Guys, here's what went down on transfer deadline day. Manchester City went on a full give me every colour of Adidas Gazelles you got shopping spree, dropping £84 million like it was a Black Friday haul at Shoe.
Oh, mother of divine God.
While other clubs were browsing and checking for discount codes, Man City went straight to Apple Pay through questionable TikTok shop links.
I don't even know what she's saying.
This is very personal to you.
She's just mentioning things that she does.
Now, Lookman joined Atletico Madrid from Atlanta, but there's a whiff of situationship inflation off this one, girlies. Only committing to him for 4.5 years. It's giving beige flags, babe.
Now, I want to die.
Now, think of Love Island. Mateta was on his way to the main villa, i.e. AC Milan.
Shut up!
But was dumped before he got through the door. He has a dodgy knee. The good news, he gets 3 months off now, so it's rumoured he plans to bed rot, catch up on Love Island while donning his red life therapy mask.
There's been a lot of Love Island in this. A lot of Love Island.
Now, Crystal Palace, they went and splashed £48 million on Strand Larsen. This lad only scored one Premier League goal this season. The girl math be girl matting, but I ain't judging.
That was your best one.
I'm learning.
We're all a bit weak for a man over 6'4". And have you seen that chin dimple, ladies?
Mother chin of God.
Chin dimple.
Yeah. So, Fiona, what do you think?
It's giving beige. It's giving AC
Can
Milan.
Can we just imagine if I did this? Imagine I took Emma's script and I said it. How quickly I would lose my job.
What do you mean?
Why don't you... do as seriously as you can take a few of those stories and deliver them to the same level of girliness that I just did.
Manchester City, they dropped £84 million and they got some players. Yeah, it's not as interesting.
No, it's not. It's so girly.
Look, when joined Atletico Madrid from Atlanta, but there's a whiff of situation inflation off this one, girls. Only commented to him 4.5 years. It's given beige flag, beige. Beige flag, babes.
XOXO.
No,
transfer
I have to
girl.
Say, Strand Larsen. What a ride.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Oh my God, did you miss this yesterday at around 10 to 10 were you like
I woke up in a panic going what are Fiona's final thoughts?
It's hard. That's the hardest thing about a bank holiday, but here it is, just me dropping some knowledge on you to send you off into the rest of your day and enjoy it. More of just an observation from my personal life. I was gigging over the weekend. I was doing like two support slots for Tony Cantwell.
I'm sick of you. You are so pregnant. Stop working.
Well, this is it, right? So I was doing two support slots for Tony Cantwell in the Workman's.
Oh, nice.
He was doing like a collection of all his old material because he wants to make it into clips and he was filming it and all this, that and the other. Great. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it, no bother. And then I was with him at the, like, before the first show, and he was like, oh, Peter McGann's going to come in and do support for the second show. So, like, you maybe do a shorter set and you'll both do support. And to say, I was like, couldn't get off the second show quick enough. I was like, do you want me to not do it? I was like, do you want me to go home? And he was like, I want yous both on it. Like, it's going to be like a Tony and Friends kind of thing. And I was like, I'll leave. Like, just say, you know, oh, like Peter wasn't able to do it earlier, but like now he wants to do it and you can go home, Fiona. And he was like, what do you want to do? Like, do you want to be here or not? And then I realised,
I feel like you do talk yourself out of a job quite quickly.
That's what Dwayne said. He was like, why do you not want to do any of the jobs?
But even if you do want to do it, you still talk yourself out of it. You're like, do you not want me here? I can go. No, it's no problem.
That's
but
also, like my calling card.
You were already there.
Yeah. No, I was physically there and present and ready to gig. So I just think it's giving, it's time for me to pack it in. Maybe not even just for the pregnancy, maybe forever.
I was thinking when we did, when we first started the show with you, you were like, I'm definitely giving up the stand-up. And you have
did gigged, I say that?
Yeah. You were like, you've gigged more since the show started than you ever have before.
It's so hard. Like, you get asked to do something and you're like, I don't want to do that. But then you're like, I can't say no.
I'm
like,
a stand-up. That's what I do.
You know what I mean? Allegedly. Or because otherwise it's like, what's life all about? And that's what I was really thinking on a Saturday night when Tony was trying to do his own show. I'm like, who am I? Spiritually.
You're so unwell.
Am I a comedian? Deeply. Deeply. But anyway, great show.
So are you announcing great that time. You're retiring from comedy?
I think I have two more gigs and then that's it.
Until when?
I don't know, whenever I come
that's
back.
That's what I do if I was a comedian. Just keep dropping the fact this is my last gig. You'd be like the Rolling Stones.
My last gig ever. Until next week when I do my other one.
And then she does Cherry when she's back.
God, well, can you imagine Fiona Frawley not being a comedian? Your whole identity.
I think haven't no laughed one once. Will care about that. Not funny to me.
I just don't think, you know, women should be comedians, you know?
When did the joke start?
Okay, the home of the Naughty Threesome on the
way. That was a joke, by the way.
10. First up, Belt Who's Only in Bandit. This is called Do For Love on Spin. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.